Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Yeah, it is. Morena, Jenna.
Morena.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. I was one of the Split Ends, Hans Puckett, late night, Sunday night people.
Yeah. Was it everything you hoped and dreamed it would be?
It was just really cool. That is definitely a band I've grown up with. It's my mum's favourite band of all time. So yep. I was raised on it, and it was just beautiful. I would say Eddie Rayner was the star of the show with his camp theatrical keyboards, and yeah, it was just awesome.
Yeah, wonderful. We've got an exciting book to talk about today. New Zealand nonfiction, we're talking, which is
exciting.
Yeah,
I've been so excited for this book to come out. I think it is a really important book. Yep. It's called The Valley, Crime and Punishment in a New Zealand City by Asher Emanuel. This book was 8 years in the making. Wow. He started working on this in 2018. He's a lawyer and writer based in Wellington. He currently works in civil legal aid, focusing on public law and human rights. But he spent just around 2 years following certain people in the Hutt Valley court system. There is a defence lawyer called Lewis Garrett, who's just doing the best he can. And two of his defendants, Nathan Morley and Ricky Hana Wallace, these are all pseudonyms.
Yep.
But these, Nathan and Ricky Hana, just, how would I describe it? They have lived lives that no one would want to live. It's like the constant little crimes that build up to something bigger. So they're constantly in and out of court. There's major addiction issues, likely fetal alcohol syndrome, abuses, children, leading to a precarious life where those that keep you upstanding, such as your homework, finances, whānau, are not really there for them. And so Asher was a fly on the wall for 2.5 years following their battle in the court system, just trying to get ahead, and Lewis's attempts to get them into rehab, which is not as easy as it thinks that you would think. But it is a book that's written with such care and kind of giving voice to people that don't really get a voice, because I think in terms of crime in New Zealand, you hear about all the big stuff, and prisons are filled with a lot of people who have a lot of the little stuff, and maybe the reason that they're actually imprisoned is because they've got nowhere else to go or support system to look after them and support them. But I think the great thing about this book is it's actually, I found it really funny. And I've talked to Asher about this because I felt really bad about finding it funny, because there's this black humour throughout it. There's these amazing scenes of like Lewis watching back. He was watching Nathan. He was watching a recording of Nathan being interviewed by the police, which he didn't have to. Nathan didn't have to be interviewed by him. It was his legal right. And he just keeps talking, and it's just really funny, just having Lewis with his head in his hands being like, stop talking, watching this. So there is this element of lightness to it. A book like this is really rare in New Zealand, because I think the state of resources for journalism doesn't allow for this in-depth reporting. And so I don't know if we're going to come across as many books like this.
Wow.
So I think you should grab your hands on it. So there's this great balance of humour and kind of like tragicomedy, but it is very serious as well. I felt really bad about that, but it's all tied up in a really great line towards the end, but I don't want to have spoilers. But if you like people like Steve Brawnius's writing, Patrick Redding Keefe, who's speaking at the Writers' Festival tomorrow night, this is the book for you, with a really great New Zealand lens. He is speaking on a panel, Asher is speaking on a panel this Friday, the 15th of May at 10 a.m, called Inside the Story, the Art and the Ethics of Investigative Journalism, which I think will be really awesome. So that's with Patrick Redding Keefe and Barbara Demick, two international investigative journalists. So it's cool that he's going to be on this panel. So human, so you think of recidivist crime. Even just like you think these characters or these people will be going out, and even just getting food is so hard because they're banned from every supermarket and every shop. So just the it's a tunnel, this tiny tunnel. One of the characters hasn't even been to Auckland before. Their life is in the Hutt Valley. It's just locked in. Really good. Highly recommended.
Sounds like a really special and important way to humanize these issues that are on the top of a lot of people's minds. You know, election year, we're thinking about crime rates or prison populations or however you sort of approach that. It sort of can feel like really big topics, but it's important to be reminded of the real people that are in that system.
Absolutely. And the move on laws, etc. This is the people that it's really going to affect. And you just think of you think of like the halfway houses that people live in, and the how expensive they are, and then how precarious and unstable they are for these people just to even get a break. But then they're also, you know, these addiction issues, that's like the repeated offences, it's just relentless as well. But I think this is handled with so much care, and I think that's the main thing. And it fit in very cautious and I would say very ethical reporting from what I can tell. Yeah.
Wow, beautiful. I want to get into this one.
Yeah, I think you should read it. You should totally read it. This is a book that, because I always give my husband books to read to like outsource stuff, though I've read this as well, and when I read it, I thought he'd really like it. And the way that I can tell something's really good, it's not that he talks to me about it. I hear him talk about it to someone else. He's like, oh yeah, I'm reading this book. It's so good. And I'm like, oh yeah, that means he's really liking it. Yeah.
Okay, well, it's approved by Jenna and Jenna's husband. So there you go, Stefano. We've been talking about Asher Emanuel's new nonfiction book, The Valley, Crime and Punishment in a New Zealand City. And shout out the Hutt Valley as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that where you're...
I'm from Pōneke, so not the Hutt Valley, but...
But you're on the periphery.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, thank you so much, Jenna.
Yeah, and I'll see everyone at the festival. We're cranking on from Patrick Redding Keefe tomorrow till late on Sunday night.
It's going to be a whole time. Busy old time. I went to Streetside on Friday night. That was Friday night.
Yeah.
And that was really special. It felt like such a cool way to kick off the festival, the Writers Fest. Some of the poets, oh my God, these young poets. So profound.
Cool. Yeah.
I was like, I wish I had a way with words like that.
Big feelings.
Yeah.
Big words for big feelings.
Just captured all of my big feels. And then like right back in my face, I was like, oh my God.
Ah.
Yeah. But that's kind of what you want out of spoken word, I guess. Eh?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think there's just a lot to take on. And again, we've said this over the last few months leading up to this, lots of free events for people. So to even just get down and hang out in the square and at the Altair Centre and just see what you may come across, what fate brings you.
Yeah, hard out. Well, happy Writers Fest.
Thank you.
Have a great week. And we'll see you on Monday. Oh no, in a couple of weeks.
When you've had
time to recover.
You'll see Nate, the shell of Nate on Monday morning. But he can give a good breakdown on it.
Yeah, can't wait. Thanks, Jenna.
Thank you. Ka kite.
Ka kite.
That was Loose Reads.